recorded live right in here in Yellow Springs, Ohio, down at Peach's Grill. And happy to play that for you as we celebrate Ohio in Song today on 91.3 WYSO. And we celebrate Ohio and the sort of momentum that's behind this state when we go to vote, Ohio known as a swing state. And in that spirit, and in the spirit of engaging with our democracy and doing our civic duty, there's an event right here on campus this Sunday. I'm going to let our guest tell us a little bit more about that. I'm so pleased to welcome to WYSO Myla Cooper, the executive director of the Coretta Scott King Center. Myla, thank you for coming here today.
Thank you for having me, Nikki.
I'm pleased. We were speaking about the fact that this coming Tuesday is National Register to Vote Day. I know that there are a lot of entities that are going to be engaging with you and me, everyone, your friends and neighbors, to connect you to the process, the official channel, to be registered to go and participate in this democracy. I'd love to know, Myla, how it is that the Coretta Scott King Center in Antioch became involved in this initiative. But first, tell us about what is the Coretta Scott King Center here on the Antioch College campus.
Sure, absolutely. The Coretta Scott King Center is one of several assets owned by Antioch College. Our mission is to facilitate dialogue, education, and action to advance social justice. We seek to transform lives and communities by cultivating change agents, whether they're our own students or community members who attend our programs and trainings and workshops, and collaborating with communities to really make a difference in this society as well as our immediate local area.
I love that, change agents. We all are. We are. We're nothing if not that, or certainly have the potential.
The potential, absolutely.
And you aim to encourage. The event, again, is this Sunday right here on the Antioch College campus. It's from 2 until 5 p.m., completely free and open to the public. So with that mission, this is right in line. Talk about, in this democracy, the most fundamental agent of change is the vote.
Absolutely.
Tell me about how you put this event together, and tell me about the key speaker, Sean King.
Absolutely, Nikki. This idea came to us because they thought it did fit with the mission of Antioch and the Coretta Scott King Center. We have an area of practice at the college focused on democracy and social justice. And so, as you've already articulated, voting is a very basic action and right that we all have as citizens. And so we wanted to, and you also mentioned that Ohio is a swing state. And mm-hmm. so voting is crucial and it's essential in our state and in our area. And so we wanted to do something to inspire and motivate and challenge people to do that and provide information on not only how to register and the importance of voting, but to have a discussion about, or really not a discussion, but presentations on some of the issues that we know voters are concerned about. And so those will range the gamut from gun violence and school shootings to immigration. And so we'll be hearing from a variety of speakers who speak to those issues as a way of education and also motivating people to get out to vote.
And to affect positive change.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it's funny, the guest last hour was looking forward to your visit here, and apparently his wife, a big fan of Sean King, the speaker, who he pointed out a case where in Chicago the police would leave a truck of Nikes and hope that that someone would come and steal. And then, so it's basically, I don't know if you call it a trap or what it is, but here's a truck full of Nikes that, you know, there it was, and he got wind of this, and instead of using such a thing as an opportunity to trip someone, to have them have hurdles in their lives in front of them, he just put a truck up and gave away a truck full of Nikes. It's such a wonderful twist on this really is here. This is for you. This is us sort of pitching in together. So I was glad to hear that story. And maybe you'll hear that story and many more if you're here this Sunday from 2 until 5 o'clock. One of the survivors from the Parkland shooting, Jamal Lemmy, will be there, the Reverend Mark Thompson, among others. You can find out more if you go to antiochcollege.edu/freedomtovote18. That's all one word, freedom to vote, and the numerals 1-8. It's just a great honor to be involved with an institution like Antioch, whose legacy is to be an agent of change. How many people do you suspect will turn up? I guess there's really no way of knowing.
It really is hard to guess, but we are anticipating a large crowd, which is why we're having it under the big tent on our horseshoe. We can easily seat 500, but we can really accommodate many more than that. And so we're hoping about 400 to 500 people will come, maybe even more. We're excited about the shift in the weather. The weather's going to be great for an outdoor event, but not too hot as well.
It's going to be perfect. In fact, I'm not sure if I've done the weather yet, but let me tell you, tomorrow they're expecting a high of 67. Set for the high. Think of it. So today we've got near 90. We dip down to 57 overnight tomorrow. Mostly cloudy day, but some sun poking through. And that's 67. And then for Sunday's event, mostly sunny and a high of 72. I think it's near perfect. Near sort of tailor-made.
Absolutely.
Deadline to register to vote is October 9th. Extremely important that you understand that we've time. There's time. You can get this done, and there are many, many, many entities, energies, and initiatives to help make you make this connection. But midterm elections sort of historically lower turnout because there's not a presidential candidate involved, which everyone sort of recognizes the weight and the gravity of that particular vote. But we are slow to understand that really every vote matters, and the midterms are particularly important this time around. Again, the deadline is October 9th. Voting day this year is Tuesday, November 6th, and we're hoping to help you make that connection. Director of Coretta Scott King Center, Myla Cooper, you reached out to others to help facilitate this. The League of Women Voters will be on hand.
Yes, the League of Women Voters will be here. We have a number of nonprofit organizations that will have a table set up promoting the work that they do. And also a few of them will have voter registration information on hand. So we have the League of Women Voters. We have actually the Green Party wanted a table here, not to promote any particular candidate because that's not the purpose of this event, but to promote information about their organization. As you know, we are a two-party country in terms of major party, and so sometimes they get overlooked, but we were open to them having a table. We also have the Ohio Student Association, a group of young people who have been instrumental in promoting social justice in this area. So a number of organizations will be on hand. We have a couple of food trucks and a DJ, and so while this is a very serious matter, it's also a time that we hope to provide some fun for people to come together on a Sunday afternoon to hear about important issues that impact us.
Serious business, but it doesn't mean it can't be a good time.
Absolutely. It will be a good time.
Find out more, antiochcollege.edu. That's a great place to point your browser just in a general sense. But find out about this Sunday's event from 2 until 5, antiochcollege.edu/freedomtovote18. That's all one word in the numerals 1-8. antiochcollege.edu/freedomtovote18. And it's just worth noting also that the Ohio Secretary of State, John Husted, has set up, or through his office, has set up a place, a clearinghouse of information. If you're not the kind that maybe you'd rather just stay home and get your papers in order, you can go to myohiovote.com. Again, that's myohiovote.com. And many, many portals there. It shows you what documentation you need or don't need, places that you can go, and also the League of Women Voters, an excellent resource in all things election, all things democracy. Or just come to this event. It's going to be a great time. AntiochCollege.edu, Freedom to Vote 18. It is the Freedom to Vote rally featuring Sean King. I really appreciate that you would put this together. It's sort of like it's a very, it's like I think of Kennedy all the time, ask not what your country can do for you, but what can you do for your country?
Yes.
That we would have a vote that reflected the will of the people, I think is maybe the best thing you could possibly
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. I would also add to the information you mentioned about registering and checking the website, the Secretary of State, is that there was a purging in recent years. And so if you have not voted in the past few years, I urge you to check that before you show up at the polls. And we'll be providing some information about that on Sunday. You want to make sure you don't want to take for granted that you are registered if you haven't voted in a while. And I don't know all of the details, but there will be people there on Sunday who can help with that.
To check and just make sure.
You
may think that you're connected because you connected and you didn't do anything to change that, but there was some odd technicality, clerical thing, I guess, about time between votes that there was a purging. So if you're unsure, we can help you this Sunday. The League of Women Voters and many other organizations across the nation on Tuesday on National Register to Vote Day, or come to this event or go to myohiovote.com. There's so many avenues for information and connection. We're just making this encouraging message to let you know we're here to help. We're all in this together, and we'll get it done. Ms. Myla Cooper, director of the Coretta Scott King Center, beyond this event Sunday here on the Antioch campus, what are we looking forward to? I hear sometimes I go and I hear a wonderful choir in the center there. It's been a while. I heard the World House Choir sing.
Actually,
a lot of things
happen.
Actually,
I forgot
there.
To mention the World House Choir, the infamous, wonderful World House Choir will be singing on Sunday.
What?
So they will be there, absolutely. I urge folks to go to our website with some other upcoming programs. We have a social justice symposium that's coming up at the end of October. And then our quarter ends with our new calendar system, and then we'll begin the year in January with our annual celebration of Martin Luther King. That's where we'll start. I would like to give a phone number, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
If folks have questions about Sunday or any other program from the Coretta Scott King Center, it's area code 937-319-0123. And if you do have questions about the weekend, even though it's Friday, we'll check our voicemail over the weekend.
Oh, well, thanks for that. Myla, come by anytime. Keep us posted on what's going on over there.
Okay.
It's great to be a part of the legacy of Martin Luther King and former student here at Antioch College, Coretta Scott King. And it's nice. How lucky are we to have such a center. And thank you.
Thank you.
For heading up that work.
Thank you, Nikki.
Here's another tune about Ohio. And we're almost out of time. This is Member Supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield.